Welcome to Earnestly Contending for the Faith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today we open with a paradoxical question whose intent is to shock those who profess that they know Christ into considering whether the salvation they profess to have is real. And I ask you this question today: are you saved and still going to hell? I want to open today by saying that repentance produces a change in destination and destiny. Hell is the destination at the end of a Christ-rejecting life. Eternal hell is the destiny of all those who refuse to repent. In speaking of idolatry in Acts 17:30, the Bible says this: "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." The Holy Ghost had this to say in Acts chapter 20, verses 20 and 21: "And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." That's Acts chapter 20, verses 20 and 21. According to what we have just read, salvation requires faith and repentance. Furthermore, the Holy Ghost had this to say in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10: "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." Now, four times in the closing book of our Bibles, it is said that those hell-bound sinners in the tribulation repented not, which drives me to consider the following questions. Are you counting on your church membership, your baptism, your confirmation, your works, or some sinner's prayer from an unrepentant heart to keep you out of hell? Can you trust what you are counting on today for salvation to keep you out of hell, or are you saved and still going to hell? You heard that question right. Are you saved and still going to hell? Now, that seems to be a contradictory question, but it is a question that describes most of professing Christianity today. Many years ago, we knocked most of the doors in St. Mary's, Georgia, and many in Kingsland, Georgia, doing door-to-door evangelism by handing out tracts and witnessing to people. It would amaze you that most of the people we asked said they were saved. We had pretty much the same results when we would knock doors in Cock County, Tennessee. Yet the salvation these folks professed was not real because it had no power over their lives. It did not change them, and it did not get them in church. Most professing Christians in our churches today are not real because God has no power over their lives or in their lives. Their salvation has left them with an unclean and hateful attitude and unholy lives that mock the God of the Bible. Tragically, they are saved and still going to hell. So are you one of those that are saved and still going to hell? The problem we have in America and in our churches in America is that we have raised two generations that are doing everything that is right in their own eyes instead of what God says is right. We have raised two generations of men and women that hate God. I'm not here today to tickle anyone's ears and preach unto you smooth things. I'm here to tell you that if you have not repented of your sin and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are going to die in your sin and burn for eternity in hell and the lake of fire. I'm talking to all the lost folks out there, including unsaved church members and any professing Christian who has ever prayed a prayer and been told that they are saved when there is no evidence of salvation in their lives. Anyone who has prayed a sinner's prayer and is still living like the devil is still a child of the devil. If you have not been changed, then you are still lost and dead in your trespasses and sin, and your eternal destiny is hell and then the lake of fire. The Bible calls that change that we just referred to as repentance. Repentance is both a requirement for salvation and a fruit of salvation. Repentance is not a work of your flesh. Repentance is a work of the indwelling Holy Ghost. God will not allow you to work for your salvation because he gave his blood on Calvary to save you when he sacrificed his precious, sinless Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Most religionists today will try to clean lost sinners up on the outside, making the lost sinners nothing more than whited sepulchers full of dead men's bones because they are still dead in their trespasses and sins. God will not work on you from the outside in. God always works on you from the inside out. God changes your heart, then motivates you to keep your outward parts clean. The question I have for you today is, are you saved and still going to hell? Have you had some false prophet or false teacher assure you that you are saved when you have no evidence of salvation in your life? Folks, I am not the God the Holy Ghost, and I cannot assure you of your salvation. For me to assure you of your salvation, I must usurp the ministry and the authority of the Holy Ghost. The indwelling Holy Ghost is the witness to you of your salvation. You cannot be saved and not have the Holy Ghost in you. That's just an impossibility. Most of today's religious church members and professing Christians will face the Lord Jesus Christ with these horrific words ringing in their ears. Matthew 7 verses 21 through 23 state the following: Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, the most tragic commentary on most well-meaning religious folks is that they will spend eternity in religious hell. Folks, the problem is not so much what you do. The problem is what you are outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would ask you, has some false prophet assured you that you're going to heaven when you know deep down that you are not saved? Salvation eternally changes people and their destiny. Have you been deceived? Have you been sent such strong delusion that you believe the lie that you are saved and on your way to heaven, regardless of how you live, regardless of what sin you're involved in, regardless of what attitude you have? That strong delusion is a characteristic of our age, folks. If you just take a look around you, you can see it all around you. When biological men try to state that they're women and vice versa, that's just one example of the delusion that's in our age. Now, Proverbs 12:15 says this: The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Now, I would counsel and warn you to examine yourselves and ask yourselves whether ye be in the faith. The Bible says in Proverbs 16, verse 25, There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So, there is a way that leads to eternal death, but there is also a way that leads to eternal life. That way that leads to eternal life is expressed in John 14:6, and also in John 10:9. John 14:6 says this, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 10:9 says this, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. So the way to eternal life is through the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. If you have not entered through the door, in other words, the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are attempting to steal your way into heaven. I'm here to warn those today who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof by claiming to be saved and continue in a God-denying, wicked lifestyle. I am here to warn those that claim they are saved and continue to live a worldly, sensual lifestyle because they have not the Spirit of Christ abiding in them. I am not here to leave you in your comfort zone. I'm not here to leave you anywhere near that comfort zone, in fact. I'm not here to tell you that it's okay for you to continue in your sin. I am here to tell you that if you are still lost and dying in your sin and on your way to hell, if the salvation you have has not changed you, I am here to tell you that you're still on the highway to hell and that you will spend an eternity in hell and the lake of fire where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched. Your body will be used over and over again to stoke the fires of the lake of fire. You will burn and not be able to burn up. If you have been saved and left to wallow in your sin, if you're claiming you're saved and you've been left to wallow in your sin, then you are still on the fast track to hell. Again, I would ask you, are you saved and still going to hell? Salvation is not a reward at the end of a good life. Salvation is not being dunked in the baptismal pool. Salvation is not in your good works. Salvation is not in your church membership. Salvation is in the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have not repented of your sin and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone, then you are not saved. Acts 5:21 states that salvation is repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance is a God-anointed and God-led turning from a life of sin and a turning to a life of walking in fellowship with God. Repentance will result in a changed life. I would ask you again, are you saved and still going to hell? Are you trusting in some false profession, a sinner's prayer, or your church membership to get you into heaven? Are you still working for your salvation or working to keep your salvation? Do you have constant doubts about your salvation? If you have constant doubts about whether you are saved, that is God the Holy Ghost telling you that you are still lost and on your way to hell. The devil would never have you constantly doubt your salvation. God has steered a firestorm up in your mind to let you know that you are still on your way to hell. That firestorm is a premonition of hell, if you will. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? And more importantly, does he know you? Do you have Bible-believing salvation, or are you saved in the eyes of man and still going to hell? Have you been led in a faithless sinner's prayer by some deceived, well-meaning man or woman and then pronounced to be saved only to never experience a change in your behavior? Salvation changes, folks. If you have not been changed, then you are still lost and going to hell where you will burn forever and ever and ever. So how can a person avoid an eternally burning hell? You have to realize that you are lost and on your way to hell because you have a sin problem that only the blood of Jesus can cover. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are a lost sinner. The Bible says this in Romans 3:10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." It also says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And what is the penalty for that sin that you've committed? The Bible says that penalty is this in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The death that we speak of here is called the second death. Four different times in the book of Revelation, we see that phrase. The second death is what happens when death itself and hell are cast together into the lake of fire. We'll have a little bit more on that shortly. Now, man is under the tragic delusion that he can do good works or religious works for his salvation. Folks, works will not get it done. Here's some of the comments that the Bible has to say about works in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." That's Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Titus chapter 3, verse 5 says this, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." The only works that God will accept to keep you out of hell is the work of his Son on the cross of Calvary. It was there that he paid both the debt and the penalty that God requires for your sin. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuked the most religious folks on earth when he was here a little over 2,000 years ago. And here's what he had to say to them. I've read this once already. But in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through verse 23, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And them will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." And then up in Matthew chapter 23, verse 15, we have this, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves." That's a very strong warning there from the Lord Jesus Christ to the biggest religionists of his day, and that would have been the Jewish scribes and Pharisees. They were counting on their religion to get them in, and the Lord Jesus Christ condemned their religious works in the strongest terms when he said that that those works, when they proselyted people into their religion, it made those people twofold more a child of hell. That's a very strong warning, folks, and we should consider. I remember years ago, Brother Sammy Allen used to preach a sermon, and I know he's preached it several different times, and the title of that sermon was Religious Hell. And there's a lot of good folks sitting on the pews of Bible-believing churches that are going to end up in religious hell because they're counting on their religious works to get them in, and they do not have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They have not repented of their sins. In the case that we're talking about here in Matthew chapter 23, verse 15, the proselyte is a convert to a false religious system. False religion sends people to hell. Bible-believing Christianity is the only way to avoid the fires of hell. Religion is man's futile attempts to reach God. Bible-believing Christianity is God coming down from heaven to dwell in the hearts of all born-again believers. The best commentary on false religious systems is in John 14:6. The Lord Jesus Christ said this, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you will put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and turn from your sin, here is the Bible's promise to you. John chapter 1, verse 12 says this, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." If you will not receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are going to spend eternity in hell. If that is your decision, I want you to meditate upon the following passage, two passages of Scripture. One of them is going to be in Luke chapter 16, and the other is going to be in Revelation chapter 20. Let's look at Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Starting in verse 19, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. What a tragic set of circumstances that is. And the emphasis upon at the end of that passage of Scripture is the reason that they're going to end up spending eternity in hell is because they believe not Moses and the prophets. What is Moses and the prophets? That is the Word of God, folks. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the living Word, and that it is the Bible that makes people wise unto salvation. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you're going to avoid hell, you're going to have to believe the Word of God. It's not going to some miracle of somebody being resurrected or anything else like that is just not going to work. You're going to have to believe what God has to say about you and your sin, and you're going to have to accept His penalty for His rule, if you will, for you not to have to spend an eternity in hell. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sin. Now let's look at Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Verse 11, And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Hell is a real place, folks. Hell is mentioned 54 times in the King James Bible. When the doctrines of hell and eternal punishment are taken together, they are mentioned at least 88 times in our Bibles. In closing, the most tragic and most troubling things we run into when we are out witnessing is the huge number of professing Christians whose Christianity is not strong enough to change their lives. And that's true in so many of our church members also. Nor is their profession strong enough to get them into a church and keep them there. Most of them are glad to tell you that they are church members, but you dare not ask them, are they saved? And how and when they were saved? For their father, the devil, will quickly be offended and put you down the road. I've seen it happen so many times in my years of knocking doors in two different states now. They will quickly brag about being a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, and a piano player, but they will not brag about the day the Lord Jesus Christ saved them. The mouth that will not publicly confess the Lord Jesus Christ is the mouth that weeps and wails from hell. What a tragedy to die and go to hell trusting in a profession that never changed you. We would ask that you prayerfully read and consider what we have said here today. And in closing, my final question for you today is, so, church member or professing Christian, are you saved and going to hell? Does the salvation that you claim to have, does it have the power to deliver you from an eternally burning hell? Thank you for joining us today.